Sundown, a Love Island podcast where we break down the previous week's worth of Love Island. It's George. I'm actually by myself today. No guests because Storm Sierra has decided to make way to the UK and bastardise the entire situation. So here I am, solo, in my bedroom, getting shit done because when things like that happen, you've just got to keep on moving. Keep on moving, like Five. Remember that band? Yeah, probably just me. So last week was a pretty hefty week in terms of Love Island. We've got a couple of weeks now until the finale. It's weird because I feel like by now we should kind of know who we want as our winners, but I feel like it changes every single week. Every single time I do one of these, I'm like, I've got somebody else as my firm favourites. Because now I would say that Shaunice and Luke T are my favourites to win. But at the start I was saying it's definitely Mike, and now I feel like I'm with Leanne on the ick with Mike, because that's literally how I feel right now. So next week, hopefully, I will have some guests joining me, but for now you'll just have to listen to my sultry ASMR voice keeping you company. Casa Amor. So Callum, I was like asking myself whether he was right for picking Molly as opposed to coming back with Shauna. And personally, I feel like 110% he made the right decision. And do you know what kind of struck it for me? It was Shauna when she was having that conversation with one of those random guys that also entered into the actual villa. And she was saying that she knows that they're not kind of completely compatible, and she knows that she gets on him quite a lot, starts arguments, she's a bit of a nag, and he doesn't do things for her which she thinks that is expected to be done as like a partner or when you're seeing somebody. So I feel like if you kind of have those red flags and you know that somebody is not doing good, then you should be getting out of those situations. And do you know what? I feel like sometimes, like, as women, we can see these red flags, but we really, really choose to ignore them. And I feel like this is 2020, man. It's the year for recognizing the signs, knowing when things aren't right, and getting gone with it. Because it's about, like, recognizing habits and recognizing, like, these signs. And I think that you know that because of previous situations. And it's not to say you can't tell someone how to act and there be an improvement, but I feel like when somebody doesn't know from the get-go, oh, okay, right, so clearly I'm a popular person, my WhatsApp web is going off. Yeah, it's one of those things, like, it's, but then it's weird though, because at the same time you've got Callum that is now acting like right when it comes to Molly. And he's doing all the things for Molly that he wasn't doing for Shauna. So maybe it is just a case of it just has to be the right person. But then Shauna was correct in the end for making that decision of not being 110% set on him, because she had some kind of gut instinct and gut feeling that something wasn't right. And I feel like she was right in having that gut instinct. Because look what has happened. I feel like there couldn't have been any other way that he could have gone about it. Actually, do you know what? I'm like, I'm saying that, and then whilst I say it, I realise actually there could have been, because Naz really did show us that shrivelry. Is it shrivelry? Shrivelry. Now it just sounds like such a weird thing that I'm saying. Shrivelry still exists, because he decided, didn't he, to not kiss, is it Ava, the new girl that he's now coupled up with, until he had the chance to go back in and tell Demi that he wasn't feeling it with her anymore and he wanted to go for new girl. So I feel like that is the way that Callum should have behaved, because him and Shauna were so invested in each other, and because, I mean, for us looking on the inside, it looked like it was going to go somewhere, potentially. I think we were all kind of a little bit on Callum and whether he had the effort and the drive in that kind of relationship. But I think we were all pretty much certain from the get-go that if anyone was going to make it to the final, it would have been them two. Like, that's what our hearts were set on. So I just feel like he at least owed her that, to maybe not kind of kiss and do all of that kind of touchy-touchy stuff until he made it back into the new villa. So, yeah, I think he made the right decision with picking Molly. And I feel like they have got a future. They already seem to be really kind of like in a good place with each other. And so 100% he made it right. He made the right call. I just think he could have gone about it in a better way. But either way, Shauna was always going to be heartbroken. She was always going to be pissed off. But it'll be interesting to see what happens this week. There were actually rumours that she had left the villa, to which she hasn't. So maybe she did, like, say, right, that's it, I'm quitting. And maybe she spoke to, like, somebody, like, one of the producers, and they was like, no, you have to stay in, please try. So maybe that happened. Or she's, like, getting counselling or something whilst on the show. Because taking a hit like that, it's fucking hard. But I think that Shauna, whenever she speaks to any of the girls, and something that we've been seeing from the get-go, is she really does put herself down a lot. She really does talk down on herself. She really does kind of speak about herself in, like, a bad light, in terms of, oh, I always attract the wrong men, and I always, you know, get with the bad guys, and I always get, you know, with scaffolders, and they're never good to me. And I feel like mentally, when you're projecting that kind of energy out there into the universe, oh my God, I sound so fucking oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Philosophical. Yeah, I got it. Nailed it. Okay. I sound so philosophical here. But when you're projecting that kind of energy out there into the universe, then there is that thing of, that's all you're going to be able to accept into your life. That kind of bullshit, because you're not projecting positivity, and you're not projecting, right, I'm going to go out there and look for somebody who is amazing. I'm going to go out there and look for somebody who, you know, is going to be great for me, etc., etc. So yeah, I think it's hard. I definitely think it's hard when you're kind of in that mental state. I feel like maybe she needs to spend some time on healing herself before she starts looking for other guys. But trust me, when she gets out and she gets that Pretty Little Thing deal and a 20% discount code for all of her fans and followers, she starts getting that check in her bank account. But do you know what? Like, I just hope that she's got a good circle of friends around her, and hopefully she will be able to find happiness. I'm sure she will. Mike. So there's a big thing on whether Mike was harsh on Jess. Oh my God, I was like, ha 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 ha, harsh. Whether Mike was harsh on Jess. He was so harsh. I mean, he may as well have punched her in the face and then taken her to the hospital afterwards, because the way that he served that hit, when he was like, oh, I think I found wifey material, and kind of implied that Jess wasn't that. I just think, how fucking disrespectful can he be? If he's going to be like that to her face, and he's behaved like that constantly throughout the whole show, then what does that say about him and his character? What does that say about his future when it comes to him and Priscilla? Is there going to be a future there, or is he just going to keep hopping from one person to another? The only thing that flags to me as worrying is the chopping and the changing that he's done. What's going to happen on the outside when he then starts getting attention from girls left, right, center? Is he still going to be able to keep up appearances when it comes to Priscilla? Because he's been doing the same monologue for every single girl that he has met, and I feel like, is that actually going to change? Because as soon as it was done with Leanne, it was like he was on to Jess. But then he was on to Leanne, then he went on to Jess, then he went back to Leanne, then he went back to Jess. He was going to try and move to Sophie, but then got aired. And then Priscilla's come in. But it's funny, because I was chatting to a friend of mine last week, and he was saying how Jess has done the same. It's just that because of the way that Mike has gone about it, we hate him more for it. But then I just think it's all in the way that you go about things. I think that Jess was being as transparent as she could have been with Luke M. I feel like the way that she went about her movements and speaking to different guys, I don't think she ever done it in a malicious way, or like a snidey way. And that's not to say that I think that Mike's done anything in a malicious way. I don't think that he's necessarily a malicious character. I just think that there's like an undercurrent of kind of, it's a bit snidey. Mike, I'm so sorry if you ever listen to this. I just think what we see, okay, what we've seen on TV, it just looks like you're using the same bars on every single girl. Oh my God, the connection. I haven't had a connection like it. Oh my God. It's like 4 fucking bars on my phone. But do you know what I mean though? It's the same stuff. But who knows? Guys could be saying the same kind of stuff to me in my DMs, like it's copy and pasting to other girls. So, you know, bye. I don't even know what to say. But yeah, no, I do think he was harsh on Jess. I think he could have let her down to her face in a better way, in a better light. But I suppose when you're Mike, that ain't gonna be the case. That ain't happening. I've been seeing a lot on social media about Natalia. So Natalia is one of the new girls that was plonked in Casa Amor. It's a shame that the other people in Casa Amor and the guys in the new villa don't really get much airtime. They might put Love Island in their bio, but will have no idea that they even stepped foot in Love Island. To be honest, I could put Love Island in my bio. Casa Amor, Love Island, 2020, winter edition, and no one would have a fucking Scooby-Doo that I was even in it. But you could lie. That's how much airtime they give you. So little that you could lie that you was on Love Island. Whack that on my CV and get another job in the industry. Fucking fantastic. But yeah, Natalia. So Natalia, there's a lot of talks about whether she used Luke M to get into the villa. Obviously, yesterday we saw her have a chat with Luke M and say that she knew that she wasn't really attracted to him, didn't really want to let him down, and now she obviously feels like she's in a position where she can speak to him about it and tell him that she wasn't feeling it. Yeah, about that. That's a bit fucked. I don't want to say that she was using him, but you know when there's a part of you that kind of wants to say, did you use Luke M to get into the villa? You know what? If people were like honest, who knows? Maybe no, I don't feel like she would have told him the honest truth. But if people were honest, do you feel like if she came out and she was just like, yeah, to be honest, I wanted to use him to get into the main villa. Like, could people even complain about that? Because there's a part of me that's just like, do you know what? If somebody was honest, then at least we know. But I think it's the way that she went about it. He could have got with, you know, any of the other girls. Remember, there were 6 of them that were on him. He could have gone for a different girl. 100%. Morally, I couldn't do it because I can't fake if I like someone. If I like you, I like you. If I don't, then I'm sorry. I cannot spend time with you. But I feel like I knew from early that she wasn't feeling Luke. You could tell from the jump that she wasn't that into him. I feel like she gave it a good 24 hours. I remember 24 hours in there is a long fucking time. It's a long time. You're breathing each other's oxygen for a very long time. Well, I mean, we all have the same oxygen, so that is a bad analogy. But if you know, you know. And especially because they're in such a tight-knit environment and so secluded, you would know pretty early on if it weren't working out between you two. So she could have just nipped it in the bud and started to get to know somebody else. You've got to play the field when you're in these games. You've got to play the field. You've got to have your eyes on all the different types of pies, because she could, like, the situation that she's now put herself in could jeopardize her continuing to be in the villa because of the fact that it now really looks like she used him. And people aren't going to like that at all. But then I suppose, again, like, she can't be completely honest, because I was just saying, wasn't I, about how if she was completely honest, then maybe people will like it. But either way you look at it, she was going to be fucked. she uses him and nobody knows about it. She gets into the new villa and people, he says that he feels like she's used her and we all feel like that. We're not going to like it. We're going to vote her out. She says that she's using him and we're going to vote her out because we're just like, well, Luke, we love Luke M. He's so fucking hot. How has he been in this competition for so long and not been in a situationship yet? Like a proper one? It just strikes me. You can get really, really good-looking people and sometimes it just doesn't happen for them. But he looks like Bieber. He's going to get a shitload of attention when he gets out. I'm sure he's going to sign to, like, Neon Management or something like that the second that he leaves. He's probably already signed to them, to be honest. And he's going to get a lot of attention. So I don't even feel like he needs to worry. But it would be nice to see him settling down on this show. But is it going to happen? Who fucking knows? Is Natalia going to get voted out? Most probably. So we've now got a vote, don't we? Or maybe voting's already done. I haven't got the app. I have no goddamn clue. I should, though. We've got a vote for the couples. What is it? For the couples that we don't want in the competition no more? Or the ones that we do, our favourites? I should have looked at this before I even started. But hey-ho, here we are. Who do I want out? I want Mike out, in all fairness. I just don't like the way he's gone about things. And I feel like for me to connect with him more as a human being, I'm going to have to see the way that he behaves on the outside and whether there is truth to him and Priscilla. And I feel like I'm only really going to get that from him on the outside. I'm not going to get that on the inside because I'm kind of a little bit sick of watching him speak to other girls in the villa now. Who else would I want out? I would want, I think Rebecca and Jordan are a bit of a non-entity at the minute. I feel like she carried the show on her back for quite some time and now she's in recovery mode. Not really seeing too much of her, so I wouldn't mind if she was dashed out alongside Jordan because we're just not getting anything from him. Luke M, I would love to see him stay in the competition a bit more. I want him to find love. Natalia, I'm not too interested in anymore because of what she's done. But who knows? She could be a fucking amazing person, wicked personality. Again, we would just need to see some more of that come through. And then, yeah, I think Shauna would like for her to meet somebody, but I don't know whether she is going to within the past couple of weeks. But then again, Amber did. But then again, look what happened with that situation. Eek! Came out and then he bastardized it. So yeah, that's pretty much my summary. Could Callum win with this new girl? I don't know. I feel like he's got a lot of making up to do. I think we do like Molly. I think it would be hard to find somebody that actually said that they didn't like Molly, because she comes across as an absolutely lovely girl. So it would be nice. Callum's a nice dude. I like Callum. So I wouldn't mind seeing how their relationship blossoms and seeing them go through to the end. It's so funny because somebody told me the other day that Molly actually liked Luke M as well. So imagine the plot twist if she dropped Callum. I don't think he would go back to Shauna though. Naz, I kind of would love to see him go back to Demi. There was something about them, this little spark that they had that I really fucking liked. Yeah. I think that's it for me, to be honest. shout out to Belair for always keeping us hydrated, typically on the shows. Obviously, had no guests to give Belair to this time round, but I will be, as of next week, to shout out to them. Shout out to Barry. Shout out to producer Kyle. Craig on the socials, if you want to go hit him up to produce anything in particular. Me, George, J-O-U-R-D-S with an underscore. Hopefully, I'll be back next week on the streaming platforms. On my socials with a guest. But until then, it's George Sundown, a Love Island podcast, keeping you entertained with the latest on Love Island, giving you all the insides, all the thoughts, views, opinions. Yeah, until next week. Peace out. Have a great week.